Now that brings us down to verse 7, and I'm going to read now this scripture, and I'm reading from my text, and I won't recommend it, but I'm at least giving you the literal. Will you listen to it? And the likenesses of the locusts were like unto horses prepared for war, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as of chariots and of many horses rushing into battle, and they had tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails was their power to hurt men 5 months. Now, this is a description of the locusts, and I'm sure you'll agree it's a frightful, weird, and unnatural description. However, we want to examine this just a little closer, and I think it reveals a striking similarity to the locusts in Palestine, and I think that we need to note that. Now, Dr. Vinson makes this comment in his book on Revelation. He says the likeness of a locust to a horse, especially to a horse equipped with armor, is so striking that the insect is named in German, Hupferd, that is, a hay horse. And in Italian, it's cavallita, and that means little horse. So that's the name given to the locust. Now, the faces of locusts do resemble the faces of man. And the antenna of the locust is compared to a girl's hair. And Joel compares the teeth of the locust with those of a lion. You'll find that in Joel 1:6. Many have commented on the weird sound that locusts make. Now, Dr. Vinson again quotes Olivier, a French writer, and here's the quotation. It's difficult to express the effect produced on us by the sight of the whole atmosphere filled on all sides and to a great height by an innumerable quantity of these insects, whose flight was slow and uniform, and whose noise resembled that of rain. Now, there have been those that have attempted to liken this description to the aeroplane. Well, I'll admit that there is some similarity there. I remember hearing a preacher when I was a young fella that said that since their sting is in the tail, it compared to the rear gunner on a bomber. Well, that all sounds very good, but now we pass from the plane to the jet plane from that day, and maybe this is more like a jet plane, and then we've moved now to the missile age, and the missile is the weapon today. Maybe you'd want to compare it to the missile. I want to say that I don't want to compare it to anything that's known today, because it's not the weapon that's used today. It's going to be the weapon that'll be used in the Great Tribulation period, and I don't know what that's going to be. I'm told today that men have weapons so frightful that even Russia and the United States can sit down and talk about it for a while till they find out whether they're stronger than we are, and when they find that out, they're going to move. But as long as they think we're as strong as they are, they won't move. But believe me, friends, the weapons must be frightful to cause men to be willing to sit down that are at opposite poles, so that I would not attempt to compare this to any weapon that's known to man today. But it's going to bother man for 5 months, we're told. Now, I read verse 11. They have over them a king, and the angel of the abyss. And his name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue, he hath the name Apollyon. These locusts are further differentiated from ordinary locusts in that they have a king over them. And Proverbs 30:27 says, the locusts have no king. This leader is one of the fallen angels, I think the chief henchman of Satan, and he's permitted to lead an invasion of earth for the first time. And this is going to be something that's rather frightening. And his name means, in the Hebrew, it's destruction, and in Greek, it's destroyer. It's the same thing, of course. And he leads this. Now, this confirms what Daniel told us, that the demon world of fallen angels was divided into gradations. There were generals and majors and lieutenants and sergeants and then buck privates. And I think that you'll find the angels of God divided the same way. We saw that in Ephesians. Now, we are told here in verse 12, the one woe is past. Behold, there come yet two woes after these things. Now, the first woe introduced to us what we believe is the last half of the great tribulation period, and it had a duration of 5 months. Now, apparently, the last two woes would cover the remainder of that period, and the warning here indicates that worse things are to follow. And the next trumpet reveals it wasn't just idle warning, by the way.